All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for Pro Wrestling America this week, continuing the build-up for Christmas Chaos on December 28th. But today, November 2nd, we are at the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. We have two big title matches as Black Bart defends the title once again against Buzz Sawyer. But he has made the stipulation clear that if Buzz cannot beat Bart, Buzz must leave the PWA. They've had a couple of time limit draws, a couple of disqualifications, but if Buzz cannot beat Bart, he has to leave the PWA. Other title match is the American Tag Team titles on the line. Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion defending the titles against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, both of whom have signed a contract extension for the next few months. So whether they win or whether they lose, they're going to be here for a little while longer. But then our main event, Street Fight. Bubba Ray Dudley and Stone Cold Steve Austin facing off against Great Muta and Sting. That will be a great match. We'll get there in a minute. But first, we start off, as we seem to do most every week, with the television title on the line. Black Bart defending the title against Buzz Sawyer. Again, if Sawyer loses, or if Sawyer cannot beat Bart, Sawyer must leave the PWA. And this match is a brawl. Nick Patrick lets it go because of the stipulation. Ron Bass is at ringside alongside J.J. Dillon in Black Bart's corner. And many times during the match, as Dillon has Nick Patrick distracted, Bass and Bart continue to pummel and beat down on Sawyer. And it is, again, because of those double teams that Black Bart does get the pin with a falling splash from the middle turnbuckle to retain the title, forcing Buzz to leave the PWA in a time of 6 minutes, 39 seconds. Your winner and still television champion is Black Bart. Next match has Michael Hayes, who has signed a contract extension himself recently, facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams. And Adams has been a little bit of a floater lately because Rick Rude has been shipped over to the Motor City Wrestling in exchange for world champion Great Muta. But then also Alexandra York was MIA for a while. So what exactly is Gentleman Chris Adams doing? Well, we don't get really much of a chance to find out because Hayes and Adams have a quick match. Adams tries to put Hayes away early with the super kick, but Hayes moves out of the way. And Hayes quickly gets the pin after a small package with a handful of tights in a time of 4 minutes, 42 seconds. So we don't get to see what is going on in the mind of Chris Adams because he's not in the ring that long. Next match has the American Tag Team titles on the line. Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion defending the titles against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And the champions had their hands full with the challengers, as you would expect in this match. The match takes much more time than it should have, because Gilbert stretched out the match. He spent his entire time with Stallion calling him Chris in his desire to get with Gentleman Chris Adams from the last match. Finally, Daniels makes a blind tag, much to Gilbert's dismay, and nails the best moonsault ever after Gilbert's drop toe hold to get the pin and win the titles in a time of 19 minutes, 45 seconds. The winners and new American Tag Team Champions are Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. Whereas Adams seems to have floundered with Alexandra York being gone, Gilbert and Daniels have hit their stride, seemingly like they don't really need York anymore. And the York Foundation was simply not necessary. Next match. And the rest of the matches tonight are tag team matches. This one has Bad Company facing off against Rough and Ready. And this is a typical squash match with Tanaka pinning Rough after a savate kick in a time of 1 minute 37 seconds. Your winners, Paul Diamond, Pat Tanaka, Bad Company. Next match has Iceman King Parsons and Honky Tonk Man facing off against Cactus Jack and Tully Blanchard. Bringing in tag team partners, Iceman and Cactus kept it in the ring this week. All four men had their time in the ring and made the best of it. The fans were on their feet the entire match. Tully finally gets the pin on Iceman after a slingshot suplex in a time of 39 minutes, 18 seconds. Your winners are Cactus Jack and Tully Blanchard. Surprisingly, J.J. Dillon did not have much to do in this match. He let his guys do what they needed to do. And that is exactly the way J.J. was in Florida, in Georgia, when he had Tully Blanchard primarily as his main wrestler, is that he did the work. Dillon was just a advisor on the outside, and especially as the storyline went, financial advisor, not necessarily wrestling advisor. All right, we get now to our main event. Street Fight. Bubba Ray Dudley and Stone Cold Steve Austin facing off against Great Muta, the World Heavyweight Champion, and Sting. With all the rules thrown out the window, Tommy Young allows the four men to fight freely. They go all over the arena. Finally, Sting catapults Austin into the side of a Zamboni. Muta comes off of the Zamboni with a moonsault to get the pin in a time of 22 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winners are Great Muta and Sting. And this was a good match. The four of them fighting all over the place. Sting showing a little bit of not quite Sting characteristics. We're not quite sure what's going on with that. But apparently his tag team partnership with Muta kind of rubbing off on him. So we'll have to see how this goes in the near future. But that's it for this week as we get done in Rockford. Things heating up between Austin and Muta, between Bubba Ray and Sting, between Iceman and Cactus Jack, Eddie Gilbert and Chris Adams. All of these things going on, creating a great sense of what is to come when we get to Christmas Chaos. But again, that's almost 2 months away still. But until next time, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here for Pro Wrestling America, the greatest fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.